Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer.
Dear listeners, a warm welcome to our program of today. It is a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In this encompassing work given through Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time, Christ reveals today the truth about his life on earth as Jesus of Nazareth and about his divine teachings. Based on an extra-biblical gospel, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens much of what was consciously or unconsciously wrongly passed on, hidden or falsified over the years after his time on earth, especially concerning his teaching on the love for God and neighbor, which holds true not only for us human beings, but for all life forms, which includes the plants, animals, and minerals. We now read from the great revelation of Christ, This is My Word, in chapter 28 with the title, Jesus frees the animals.
Im Evangelium Jesu wird folgende Begebenheit.
In the Gospel of Jesus, the following occurrence from the life of Jesus of Nazareth is described. And it happened one day, after Jesus had finished his speaking, that in a place near Tiberias, where there are seven wells, a young man brought him live rabbits and doves, that he might consume them with his disciples. And Jesus looked at the young man lovingly and said to him, You have a good heart, and God will enlighten you. But do you not know that in the beginning God gave man the fruits of the earth for food, and by this did not make him lower than the apes or the oxen or the horse or the sheep? You believe that Moses rightfully commanded such creatures to be offered in sacrifice and consumed, and so you do this in the temple. But see, one greater than Moses is here, and he comes to abolish the blood sacrifices of the law and the orgies, and to restore the pure offering and the bloodless sacrifice as it was in the beginning, namely, the grains and the fruits of the earth.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. I came into this world as Jesus of Nazareth in order to bear witness of God, my Father, and of all that God created. Out of the first fall thought, wanting to be like God, emerged the fall. The fall beings, and with them all the children of God who let themselves be led astray by the enticements and promises, received parts of spiritual suns and spiritual planets from the kind hands of the Eternal, who loves all his children and sees them eternally in himself as pure beings. These parts of spiritual suns and planets fell with the fall beings and gradually became matter. Over the infinite periods of time of the descent from the fine material to the ever coarser condensation, they also contain spiritual kingdoms of minerals, plants, and animals, which went through the same process of development into matter. This means that the light decreased in the spiritual forms more and more. As it decreased, the spiritual bodies of the children of God became smaller. They contracted more and more into themselves. At the same time, the human being gradually took form, the outer shell, which then enclosed the light pore and reduced spiritual body. Know that the spiritual body consists of spiritual particles. In them are the spiritual atoms, in which the forces of the spiritual natures and attributes of God are stored. As the light decreased, many particles began to encase themselves in each other, in that one particle took another into itself.
Christ continues to reveal the following. The negative sensations, thoughts, and actions of the fall children and of those whom they led astray. thus caused the transformation of the cosmic energies from fine material to coarse material. The more the fall beings and those they led astray turned away from God through their negative thoughts, wishes, and actions, the more the condensation increased, so that the fine material body became even smaller and the coarse material one became even denser. Thus, the fall caused a kind of mutation. A part of the pure spiritual forces of the body transformed into low vibrating energies, out of which the human body then gradually emerged. In the course of these periods of time, the spirit body and the human body became a bearer of spiritual energy for the human organism. The contracted, that is, encased, spirit body remained in the shell, man, and is the transformer of the life force for the human being. Thus, without this spiritual body, the soul, the human being cannot live. The mineral and plant kingdoms of this earth receive their life force from the primordial power, the All Spirit, through the spiritual part planted in the earth, which is enclosed by matter, the earth. The animals of the earth, which also emerged in the course of the condensation, were and are contributing to the balance of energies in nature. Some animal species which do not yet have a part soul also receive their life force from the spiritual part planet in the earth. Animal species which already have part souls, that is, potentiated spiritual particles, are vivified directly by the primordial power without the intermediate function of the spiritual part planet in the earth. God the Eternal gave everything to his human children, the earth with its plants, fruits, seeds, and sources of water, so that they could also nourish their physical body. The first human beings subsisted on plants, fruits, and seeds, and drank spring water. The animals were their friends and helpers. During this process of development, procreation for human bodies emerged.
Christ continues to explain, correct, and deepen the word. In the course of time, the human race became more and more brutish. Desires, the wanting to possess, to be and to have grew. And with this, lust and cravings also grew. The human beings transformed the gifts of God with an increasingly undue amount of effort in their preparation and thus increased their cravings and the gratification thereof. Men began to desire the woman and took several women. The lusts of the flesh for the woman's body increased. More and more the lusting of the senses and their gratification took precedence over the begetting of a child. As the lusting of the senses increased, man's craving also turned toward the animal. It was hunted and slaughtered, and its flesh prepared and consumed. Man then behaved like a cannibal. The animals became the enemies of man because they were hunted and thus frightened by man. Through all this, the human race fell away from God more and more. Men then considered the gifts of God, not only the plants and the animals, but also the earth and their fellow men, as their property. They were no longer brothers and sisters among each other, but subjugated their equals and called them their slaves. They made them work like animals under the yoke and in servitude, and even traded them as goods. In this way, the domineering man emerged.
Christ further explains, the domineering men divided the earth into plots, which they considered their own and confined themselves in mine and thine. The one who did not misappropriate any piece of the great cake, earth, or owned just a tiny piece of land, was the vassal, the maid, or the slave of the master. The latter made his fellow men work for him and exploited people and animals, that is, his slaves. Many of the slaves fell dead from exhaustion. Their lives were of no value to the domineering man, unless it was a female slave whom he took to gratify his sensual desires and held captive like a bird in a cage. The domineering man robbed his brothers and sisters by withholding a part of the earth from them. Later, the earth was divided into countries and borders came into being. As a result of the brutalization of mankind, the earth began to defend itself. Natural occurrences rose to the level of disasters. They are the consequences of man's violation of the law. Mankind was then helplessly at the mercy of natural forces, and again, human beings fell victim to disasters. Since people lacked insight into this development, they imagined the natural forces to be gods who were arbitrarily well or ill-disposed towards them and who sent them the disasters. With this, the people turned more and more away from the one God of love and of truth, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, forgetting him and worshipping their gods. And so superstitions began. The domineering man who disrespected life, who gave little importance to animals and human beings whom he called his slaves, offered human beings and animals as sacrifices to these gods so that they would be well disposed toward him. Recognize, all of this is an outrage and a sin against mankind and the nature kingdoms and against God, the law of life.
We continue to read from the revelation of Christ. With the prophets of God and many enlightened men and women who brought the truth to mankind once again, the return to the one God began quite gradually. From the one, eternal God of love and truth, Moses brought the Ten Commandments. He ordered the Israelites not to kill nor consume the creatures of God. But the Israelites did not always obey Moses, especially when their own causes broke in over them as effects. They thought again of their gods and resumed the old rituals of sacrifice. Again and again, the admonishers of God came forth. Over and over again, the people were given an understanding of the one God. The great prophet Isaiah, the bearer of divine wisdom in heaven, announced the Messiah, the bringer of life and of light for all souls and men. The prophecy was fulfilled. I, Christ, came to mankind in Jesus and became the Son of Man. I came in order to show the people the way out of sin and slavery. As Jesus of Nazareth, I taught the laws of God and lived them as an example for the people. Mankind, however, did not recognize me. I taught the people to love one another, to love the animals, to respect nature, to acknowledge the earth as the mother in whose bosom the human children live and work. I taught the people equality, freedom, unity, brotherliness, and justice. I taught that they should not divide the earth, but should share everything with each other in a brotherly way.
Christ continues to explain, correct, and deepen the word. With this, evolution began, that is, people gradually turned towards God again. At first, the belief in many gods was abolished. then the sacrifice of human beings, and in the further course of time, the sacrifice of animals. Today, in the turn of time from the old to the new era, I will put an end to the cruel animal experiments, the slaughtering of animals, and the consumption of their flesh. Oh, recognize it is a time of evolution, the overturn of the old, so that spirituality may come forth. Oh, grasp that I came as Jesus of Nazareth. I interpreted the laws for the people and also set an example of a life in the law of God for the people. On Golgotha, I became the Redeemer of all souls and human beings. Your Redeemer is now also your leader into the new era, into the time of Christ, who I am. More and more people are turning away from the slaughter and consumption of animals. More and more people see the earth as a whole, as their nourisher, as a part of their life. They nourish themselves with what the earth gives them and prepare it in a lawful way, too. In the course of generations, the human race, which knows the laws of God, which keeps them and nourishes itself accordingly, will quite gradually emerge. I am come as Jesus of Nazareth to teach the laws and live them as an example, and in this way also to abolish the blood sacrifices and the consumption of animals and to do away with revelries. I am come to create a new human race which fulfills the will of the Eternal Father, who is the one God from eternity to eternity.
In the Gospel of Jesus is described how Jesus of Nazareth continued to teach the people. You should eat of what you offer to God in purity, but you should not eat of what you do not offer in purity. For the hour will come when your bloody sacrifices and feast will cease, and you will adore God with holy veneration and pure offerings. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He speaks. The one who is pure in heart lives from what the earth gives him. He thanks and honors God in everything. He also offers up his food to God out of a pure heart. He partakes only of that nourishment which God gives him through the Mother Earth. The pure one recognizes the pure and lives in and with it. The impure one knows only the impure and in this way creates further filth and lives in it. My coming has been revealed. Prepare in yourselves the path for me, the Christ of God, for the kingdom of God from which I come is within you. Prepare yourselves for my coming and examine your life day by day, whether it is in the will of God. If you recognize that your sensations, thoughts, words, and actions are not in conformity with the will of God, change them immediately. You should observe this when you eat and drink too. You should gratefully accept the gifts from God and eat that food which is in keeping with the divine law. Dedicate your pure heart to God so that you may be the consecrated ones of life who keep the laws of God. The hour is drawing near when everyone will have to answer for what is done to human beings, to nature, and to animals. The new era is dawning, in which the bloody sacrifices and animal experiments will cease, and the slaughter and consumption of animals too, for these are the second neighbors of man. The earth is cleansing itself from all that is base. All that is unlawful is being replaced by the higher life, in which the will of God will be fulfilled more and more. People of the new era will not just worship God, but will keep His laws.
We continue to read in the Gospel of Jesus. in which Jesus closed what he said with the following words, "Therefore, let the creatures go free, that they may rejoice in God and bring no guilt to men." And the young man set them free, and Jesus tore apart their cages and their fetters. But see, they were afraid to be taken captive once more and did not want to leave him. But he spoke to them and sent them away. And they obeyed his words and departed full of joy.
Dear listeners, with this we come to the end of our reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In this book, we can learn a lot of what Jesus of Nazareth really taught and what significance his life on earth has for us human beings. For today, we want to take our leave of you and wish all of us that we may learn to meet the animals, plants, and all forms of life with respect and love more and more, leaving them their freedom.
Und ihnen ihre Freiheit zu lassen.
We wish you all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.